In this module, I want to talk about action. Now, I realize that's almost an oxymoron. Too often, people talk about ideas but don't put them into practice. There are a variety of reasons for this. Complacency, no direct link between getting results. Note that I did not say effort, I said results and reward. Fear of change, feeling as though they have an inability to have an impact. And that's just to name a few. We each have our own, but the challenge is to take action, not just talking about action. In this module, I want to share with you three powerful visuals that will help you understand the value of taking action, give you a system for deciding what action to take, and provide a framework for measuring results. I also want to share with you why even small wins can be incredibly important to your business. First, let's look at the Holmes' success curve. The concept here is that a little bit of success every day has a huge impact over time. Let me give you my favorite example. Some years ago, I was consulting a client who had a very cumbersome accounting process. They had one person full-time dedicated to the effort. It was a small company, and my initial assessment was that it could be done in half the time or even less. There were many issues, but where do you start? Here's a secret. It doesn't matter. Just start. The mistake that most people make is that they try to start too big. They want to fix a gigantic problem. I asked the accountant why the process took so long. She started down a lengthy list. Before she was even finished, I picked an item, almost at random, and said, "How much time would it save if you could change that?" She said, 30 minutes a week. I said, "Great, let's do it." First, the company had ideas in-house, but for some reason, it took an outsider, me, to give someone permission to implement them. Now, I know 30 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but it gave her 30 minutes to work on something else. So the next week, we picked another small problem. In fact, we started a list of process improvements we could make. By the end of that year, we had her workload down to about half of what it had been. And what did we do with that half of her time? Well, we used it to take on work from other departments and provide more support to senior level executives. In one case, she actually solved a customer problem, which was incredibly valuable. You can apply the Holmes' success curve concept to people's time, manufacturing processes, or expenditures. Even small fixes make a huge difference over time. Now, I'd like you to take a moment to read Chapter 5, A Broken Cog Slows All Wheels, and then join me when you're finished. Welcome back. Now, here's a challenge. Identify three small problems that are quick hits and fix them today. Every company has a list of, because that's the way we've always done it, items to choose from. Even if they seem trivial, fix them yourself or empower someone else to make a change that will get the wheels turning and start to develop your own success curve. I encourage you to do this before continuing with this audio. This course is not just about learning. It's about inspiring action to get real results. Now, let's look at a larger framework for action, which I call the Holmes' Continuous Improvement Cycle. This visual is about using the reporting and metrics we talked about earlier to assess where your business is today. Good reporting is critical. I consider it a foundational element. Frankly, there are tools available in the marketplace that help you deliver reporting and analytics to the desktop. Those are fine, but without analysis and understanding, they're useless. It takes a solid understanding of how metrics come together and what actions in your business generate results. The next phase is modeling and planning. This doesn't have to be a massive financial model of your entire organization, but it begins with a hypothesis of how a specific action might impact your financial results. For example, it might be something like, if we buy a certain machine for $10,000, we believe it could shave 1 percentage point from our product cost. Since our product cost is $1 million per year, we'll generate a savings of $10,000 annually, making this a great investment. At this point, the management team has developed a plan, understands the costs, and should have a good idea about the likelihood of success. The next step is to take action and then use your key metrics and reporting to measure the results and make sure you got that 1% savings. Change needs to be implemented methodically and for a reason. Otherwise, it can lead to chaos. The Holmes of Continuous Improvement cycle is an illustration of how I think about change in a business. Now, I'm actually a fan of throwing a little bit of chaos into an organization. It lets you see how people react to the unexpected. But too much chaos is harmful. Instead, use the continuous improvement cycle to plot your steps. What's the next step after your first change? To do it again and again and again. The cycle never stops. Good businesses seek to improve day after day, month after month, year after year. Here's a challenge. Earlier in this module, we selected some quick hits just to build some successes and gain some traction. Now, let me encourage you to take on a bigger challenge that will have more meaningful impact to your financial position. This probably isn't something you can do today, but schedule something on your calendar in the next 2 to 3 days and take action before the week is out. To set a new bar, read Chapter 7, Driving for Results and Your Cash is Flowing, and then come back and join me to learn about the final visual for this segment. Finally, I want to introduce the last visual in this module, and that is solving the results puzzle. Much like a jigsaw puzzle, the picture is not complete if even a single piece is missing. We've already talked about all of the pieces, either explicitly or implicitly, but there are a few pieces that I want to really emphasize as we follow up to the continuous improvement cycle we just discussed. One is that it's important to take absolute responsibility for your financial results. Too often, I've heard accounting reports referred to as something the accountants do. I can't emphasize enough that the financial results are a direct reflection of the actions taken by those running the business. Good or bad, own your results. One of the most powerful moments I experienced in the past year is when a CEO stood up in front of his entire company, about 150 people, and acknowledged a mistake and said, "I own that one. But we learned from it and we're moving on." Another key element of solving the results puzzle is to communicate. Don't be afraid to share your goals. The same CEO I talked about a moment ago has the company goals posted just off the elevator. Everyone sees the goals as they come to work every day. People need a sense of what they're driving toward. You'll achieve some and fail to make some, but everyone will be able to celebrate the wins together and learn from the defeats. I hope you've benefited from this module, and I encourage you to print the 3 visuals we discussed today and keep them at hand. Post them on your wall and use them as a guide to drive you to new levels of success.